Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Well, welcome to Believing Together. My name is David Fulp, and I'm the children's pastor here at Kerwin Baptist Church, and it's my honor to be able to do the podcast today. I want to read a verse for you today from Psalm 139, verse 14, a common verse, but with a wonderful reminder. It reads, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." When you first meet someone, generally, you would say your name. You know, "Hi, my name's David." But over time, you might share your last name, and as conversation goes on, maybe some facts about each other, what you do, and all of that. When I was born, I was given the name David Ray Fulp II, and it's an honor to be called the second because I'm named after my dad. But the frustrating thing is growing up, we often, people would call for David, and both of us, eventually I got nicknames and stuff that helped us with that. So when my son, oldest son, was born, I wanted to name him the third, but at the same time as conflicted, I thought, oh no, you know, there's going to be three Davids. So we decided to name him the third, but call him by his middle name. And he responds to Gray, but if he hears David Gray with a certain pitch of voice, he knows he's in trouble. And each of us have our name we're born with, but we have names that we respond to as well. Whether you're a dad, brother, or a nickname with a friend, or whatever it may be. For me, at church, if I'm at church or if I'm at the store and I hear, "Mr. David," I know immediately it's a kid from church or from our Upward Soccer program, something like that. So each of us have a name and maybe many names that mean different things of what we represent to that person in our life. You know, throughout the scripture, God has many names throughout scripture. And I think it's so neat through these names, we learn more about this Almighty God and how powerful He is, and being everywhere at once, but also caring and loving and gracious and supportive. And through all of this, we see that the first name that's mentioned of God in Scripture is Elohim, or Creator. And through this, if you want extra assignment reading, Elohim is first introduced in Genesis 1 and 2, the beginning of Scripture and the beginning of time, as He spoke the world and universe into existence. And what a wonderful thought. But even to go further into this, in Psalm 139:14, we see, and I'll read it again, "I will praise thee." Why? Why do we praise the God? "For I am fearfully and wonderfully made." We know on the sixth day, God didn't just speak us into existence. He took the time to form us, to make man, and then He breathed into Adam. And so much so, we know that man is made in the image of God Himself. We're different from all the other creation. He took time, and He takes time for us because we represent Him. We're made in His likeness. And it says here, "Marvelous are thy works." Wow, what a beautiful and wonderful thing He's done for us. "And that my soul knoweth right well." Referring to that we naturally know that we're special, we're different. You know, no matter what society and modern science and all these things try to tell us, that we're just another, you know, part of evolution. That's not true at all. God took His time, and He loves and cares for us so much so He sent His Son. We just celebrated Easter a couple days ago, and a beautiful thing of God's resurrection, or Jesus' resurrection, to confirm that gift for us. So this verse is such a wonderful reminder, remembering I am made for a purpose, and that purpose is to honor and glorify God, to seek Him, and to follow His will, and to bring praise, by living for Him and telling others about Him so they can experience the joy of the relationship with Jesus as well. Be reminded of that today. I know it was nothing super deep, but I wanted it to be hopefully an encouragement to you today as you go into your day. Remember that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we're made with a purpose to serve Him for a purpose. So let's do that today as we go out and we serve God and be the best representatives of Him that we could possibly be. We hope you have a wonderful day. If you don't have a church home, we encourage you to please visit our website at kerwinbaptistchurch.com and visit us in person as well for one of our services. We hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.